From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns with you once again, thanking you for joining us today for another Let the Bible Speak broadcast. It's good to have you with us as we turn one more time to Matthew chapter 11 to think of Jesus Christ, man's only point of contact with God. So stay with us as we prepare to look into the Word of God together. We start off with our hot topic for today on the subject of dirty money. You'd think that it's a self-evident truth that if you feed children and young people a constant diet of violent, sexually explicit and criminal behavior in the TV entertainment they watch and the video games they play, you'll produce a lot of violent, promiscuous and criminal behavior. Yet that conclusion has been routinely and vehemently denied in one supposedly respectable social study after another. Despite such studies, which want to place the blame anywhere but on the content of TV programs and video games, I believe the correlation is incontrovertible. The people who make their money, and it's very big money, out of these things don't seem to care how many lives and families they wreck. They're insensitive, to say the least. They're also determined to make their money and let others deal with the consequences of their selfish greed. The insensitivity of the manufacturers of violent video games was demonstrated recently when one game used actual police CCTV footage of a little boy being abducted by those who later molested and killed him. Not surprisingly, the little boy's mother is outraged that any company would make such a horrific event as the abduction of her son an element in a video game. She has called for a boycott of the game and for its creators to remove the offending image from it. So far, the manufacturers have made no response. Now, that's crass. An American video game manufacturer produced a violent game that portrayed a particularly brutal murder. The image of how to commit that imaginary murder inspired a young man to go out and to use the technique he had learned from the video game in real life. The brutal murder he committed was no longer just a video image. It was a real corpse he left behind. Does that matter to the manufacturers? Apparently not, for they have continued to peddle their vicious game. As usual, profit seems to be the only driving principle in that shadowy business. So bad is that particular video game that the British government has banned its import into the United Kingdom, the first time it has taken such a step against a video game. The action is appropriate, for the game's content is likely to be an incitement to violent crime. Of course, we can't simply blame video game manufacturers. They are to be blamed. But so too are the porn and violence peddlers of Hollywood, and especially of cable TV. And so too are all too many parents who have abdicated their responsibility to rear their children and not just abandon them to the influences of people who care for nothing but their own bottom line. Listening to Let the Bible Speak, which comes to you from Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. We're glad that you've taken the time to be with us today, and we trust that the Lord is blessing the program to your heart. Every so often I draw to your attention the fact that we produce here at Let the Bible Speak a quarterly magazine in full color that seeks to continue the theme of the broadcast and let the Bible speak on things that are important to the people of God. We leave it to others to fiddle around with things that really don't matter very much, and we want to instruct and edify and help God's people on issues of real importance from the Scriptures. Our latest Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available, and it deals with the subject of the doctrines of grace. Some people call these Calvinism. The doctrines of grace, those doctrines which seek to elevate and glorify the grace of God revealed in the everlasting gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that you'll take the opportunity to have your free copy of the magazine sent. Send us your request and we'll be glad to add you to our mailing list, and we'll send you the magazine each time it comes out. You'll find it a blessing. There is no charge, and I can assure you, as always, that when you give us your mailing address, we don't pass it on to anybody else, nor do we ever use it for follow-up, giving one begging letter after another. We never do that. We don't beg.
we are happy to provide the magazine to you as a ministry that we trust will be a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to receive your copy of the Let the Bible Speak quarterly, you can write to us here at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may email us at ltbs@freepress.org. Or if you prefer, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS, 866-877-5827. So these are the ways you can get in touch. We'll be happy to let you have Let the Bible Speak quarterly, and I know it will be instructive, edifying, and a blessing to your heart. There is no knowing God following the religions or the philosophies of the world. There is no knowing God by finding out what are thought to be the best points of all the religions of man. The central tenet of Baha'ism is the devil's lie that there is truth and light in every religion, and we simply have got to collect it all from all the sources, and when we have done that, we reach the truth. There is no light in anything but what God has given us in Christ. He is the light. And outside of Him there's only darkness. Therefore we reject the moving principle of the ecumenical movement, the World Council of Churches and the organizations that have come together to establish it, way back as far as the 1920s, if my memory's right, about 1928, a leading ecumenical bishop said what their purpose in life was, and it was to set out, not to call heathen religions heathen, not to evangelize the so-called heathen, but to sit down together and from all these sources discover the truth. I want to make this statement to you. God's truth is not to be discovered. God's truth has already been revealed. God's truth is to be received, believed, and obeyed. Jesus is the truth. And all to be known of God is in Christ. That's why the modernists are so wrong when they dismiss the Old Testament and they make the God of the Old Testament some inferior being to the God of the New Testament. They're wrong. Why? Because they can't come to a knowledge of God in the Old Testament through Christ. You see, Christ is the key to the Old Testament, and the God of the whole Bible is the same God, just more fully and gloriously revealed in the new than in the old. Christ is the revealer of God. If you would know God, you must know Christ. Jesus said in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Believe in me. Verse 28 and 29 of Matthew 11. Christ is the giver of rest. One of the loveliest statements in all the Bible. What a contrast with what he's just been saying about Capernaum and Chorazin and Bethsaida. He says, "Come unto me if you're laboring under heavy burdens." Burdens of conscience. Now we're getting down to where people really live. Burdens of conscience. Burdens from the past that won't go away. Burdens of grief. Burdens of care. Burdens of sin. Burdens of fear. Jesus says, "Come unto me." He doesn't say come to the baptismal font, pool, river, or ocean. Just come to me. The little maid in Syria said that Naaman should go to God's prophet. And Naaman went to the king, and he got no satisfaction there. Jesus says, "Come unto me. Don't get hung up looking at my people, finding fault with them and saying, well, if they're Christians, I want nothing to do with it. Come unto me." And he says, "I will give you rest." Oh, the peace my Savior gives. Peace I never knew before. Rest of conscience. Rest of soul. Peace with God. Peace from God for all eternity. And in verse 29 and 30, he's the Lord and Master of all. He says, "Listen, come, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. Submit to my service." Now, we're not saved by serving. I'll have more to say about this tonight. We're not saved by serving, but I want to tell you, every time you have a person who's saved, he becomes a servant. "Take my yoke upon you. I am your Lord. I am your Master." Jesus said to his disciples, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye do well." You do well. Have we come there? Can you see the truth of these chapters? Can you see Christ as that one point of contact between God and man? If you're unsaved and you need saving contact with God, as you do, it's in Christ. Jesus says, "Come unto me." If you are saved and you need to live as you do in communion with God, how do you live in communion with God? By obeying all the principles of some man-made seminar? No, sir. By living by faith in Jesus Christ, by living in the embrace of the Lord Jesus Christ, by living in the constant realization of who He is, what He's done, and in obedience to Him as our Master. It's living in and for Christ that will let you live in communion with God. What did he say in John 15? "Abide in me." In me. Or as our text this morning has it, "Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light." Sounds a contradiction in terms, does it not? A burden, but it's light. Then think of the 68th Psalm and you'll get the answer. daily he loadeth or burdens us with benefits. The biggest burden God puts upon his people is the blessing, the weight of the blessing, and it's all for us in Christ. May God stamp the truth of the centrality of Christ's person and the necessity of Christ's mediation upon our hearts, and make his word to be, as Dr. Barrett prayed right at the very beginning, the particular word needed by each one of us before the Lord. Let us all pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ, the great King and Head of the Church, the only mediator between God and man, the friend of sinners. How we thank thee that the poor still have the gospel preached to them. How we thank thee, our God, that the Lord Jesus is still about the work of raising the dead. For thou said, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We thank thee, our Father, that there is none but Jesus can do guilty sinners good. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt bring out every soul after Christ. We pray, Lord, for those who are not saved. Oh, that thou wilt save them. Lord, let no man, woman, boy, or girl from this church fall into the condemnation of the people of those cities in which Christ did most of his mighty works. O Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that thou wilt not allow men and women and young people to become so hardened to the gospel that all they can do is what the Pharisees did, is to find fault, to criticize, to become bitter in their hearts against God's Christ. O God, we pray, give saving faith. Lord, we pray that Christ Jesus, the great revealer of God, by his Spirit, will reveal savingly to men and women, our Father and our God. We ask thee, Lord, to bless those who know thee. We want to live in communion with thee. We want to live, O God, with thy yoke upon us. We want, Lord, to serve thee. Don't let us waste our lives. O God, get us into harness. Get us into the yoke. We pray, Lord, that every Christian here will give himself to the service of God. Oh, Father, save us from being onlookers in the work of God. Save us, Lord, from being lazy. Save us from being like John the Baptist was at that time, discouraged and defeated and distressed and depressed. Save us, O God, from the unbelief that would enervate every part of our lives and evacuate us of all the power to serve God. Lord, we pray that thou wilt help us to take the yoke and to go and serve our Christ. Hear our prayer. And part us now with thy blessing. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Indeed, may we go out of this place saying, yes, Lord, by thy grace I come to thee. Divest me of my burdens. And as I go forth, let me go bearing the yoke of my Master, my Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning,
and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now, that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.